And I've often thought about that, and I pray in tongues regularly. My father taught that way. He closed his breakfast prayer, praying in tongues. If there's anything I've forgotten and don't know how I pray, Lord, I'm going to pray in tongues, and it'll be there. That was his logic, and that's logical. But you know, it's interesting that even when you pray without understanding, you pray with understanding. At least I feel that way. I understand that I'm praying without understanding. You understand? And I understand when I pray without understanding that God understands. You understand? It's clear, isn't it? Yes, sir. Because the Spirit knows what is the mind of the Father, knows what is the mind of God. And when we pray according to the mind of God, according to the will of God, we have praying in the Spirit. I remember a great prayer meeting I was in many years ago. Not the last one, but a great one. I specifically recall in New Jersey. It was a prayer conference. Near the end of the day, we had fasted and prayed all day, and near the end of the afternoon, I was down in front, and all of a sudden, a spirit of intercession came upon me, and I'll never forget it. It moved through me, and I prayed in an unknown tongue, loud and strong and long, and it just moved. There was no interpretation of that prayer. Later, a man in the foyer came up to me and apologized and said, I felt it in my heart to interpret that prayer. I knew what the interpretation was. And he said, I never had heard such a prayer of intercession in all of my life. God knows how by the Spirit to pray through us. And it's powerful. We know not what to, but he does. Knows how to pray alongside of us. Jesus prayed in groanings. You know, when I was a boy, I was kind of timid. In fact, I was real timid. Would you believe it? Mm-mm. Candy shakes her head no. I understand that. Some of us are covering up. You go ask what Dr. Parlatz, what that means, will you? But I was in the washroom once, and a kid was teasing me. And another kid said, you watch out. His dad's a preacher. And his dad will pray, and the devil will get you. And you know, I felt real comfortable right then. That's voodoo. Prayer is a whole lot more than that, right? Amen. On the other hand, Paul talked about turning them over to the devil, didn't he? For the destruction of the flesh. But prayer has power, no question about it. Agreement in prayer. This is as old Pentecostal preaching as you can get. We come together and we agree. If two shall agree as touching anything. And Dr. White would know that that has the element of harmony, of accordness, symphony, if there's agreement in that. And that's why we often clasp hands and pray and agree together. For the Bible says if we do that, if we agree, the Father hears and the Father gives. The Father answers. I believe God gives us a physical demonstration of that. When you've got two good hands and they do the same thing together, it's a whole lot more powerful than one hand trying to do it. It takes two hands to wield the shovel. I've watched some working on the campus. They don't believe that. I see them handle a rake like it were a teacup. You with me? If you're going to move a shovel, you got to grab it. And it takes two hands. But agreement is powerful. And I believe there's a whole lot more there than we have even probed or understand. But it's a weapon. A weapon. Can I touch on one more? The name of Jesus. I was praying in Rotary some time ago, and I sat down beside an attorney who's now deceased, and he had a gravelly sort of a voice, and he said, "Hey, baby," he said, "do we always have to have it in Jesus' name? You know, there are some Jewish people here, some others here." And I addressed him by name. I said, "Well, that's the way it is in the book." And I followed up and said, "If they want a Jewish prayer, get a rabbi." My father taught me to pray in Jesus' name. He concluded every prayer in Jesus' name. He had read John 16. "You haven't done it this way before," Jesus said, "but now I'm telling you to do it. Ask what you will in my name." We pray in Jesus' name. I was impressed as I was reading Numbers just the other evening, right on in our Bible reading schedule. And I noticed that Moses changed Joshua's name, Hosea, to Joshua. Hosea meaning salvation. Joshua meaning Jehovah is salvation. Moses was saying, let's get specific about this. Jehovah is salvation. And the Joshua of the old is the Jesus of the new. And in Matthew chapter 1, in the dream, it came to Joseph, Mary's husband, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins." Again, it's even more specific. Jehovah is Savior from sin. By the name of Jesus, we're saved. By the name of Jesus, we approach the Father. By the name of Jesus, we find peace with God. By the name of Jesus, we render our service. As we sang the song, "Whatever I give, I give. Whatever I do in the name of Jesus." In his stead, in his behalf, he that heareth you, heareth me. And by the name of Jesus, we overcome the enemy. When he sent out the 70 came back rejoicing, say, "The devils are subject to us." I get a kick out of reading Mark chapter 5 when Jesus cast out the legion of the devils at the land of the Gadarenes. Have you ever studied that? I got two smiles written in the margin of my Bible. I get the kick out of it. When he came up, he saw this man in the tombs, in the mountains. He says, the man did, the devil speaking through him, to Jesus, "I adjure you that you torment me not." And I thought, wow, isn't that funny? A demon charging Jesus not to torment him. That's like the dog barking at the moon. How idiot can you get? And then you read on down, and then I got the second mile, or second smile, I mean. And it says, they pled with him that he would not cast them out. Wow, what a change. Instead of charging Jesus, they're pleading with Jesus. Why? Because the devils are subject to the name of Jesus. And they implored him that he would let them go into the swine, the whole legion of them. Now not just one speaking, but the whole legion crying out, please, please, please. And you know what happened. Well, there are many stories. I'd love to tell you some. I wouldn't encourage you to seek an opportunity, but if the opportunity does come when you are wrestling with a devil, with a demon, you better be prepared. And you better know the power of the name of Jesus. Would you stand with me? We're going to wrap it up real quick, but we're going to sing a chorus because it's in my mind, and Mr. Brown's going to lead us in that chorus. And I feel it, and I'd like us to go with this ringing in our heart.
Who is there against me? There is no reason to fear. I will trust in God and walk forth in courage, for the Lord is always near. The Lord is on my side. Who is there against me?
God bless you as you go. Let it turn over in your heart as you're walking across the bridge.